Blog Talk Radio.
With evangelist Norma Chapman and Pastor Doris Smith. The host of Facing Your Fears on Blog Talk Radio is evangelist Norma Chapman. Ms. Chapman has interviewed many guests that have been an inspiration as well as a blessing to many of her listeners. She's the author and currently writing three other books. She studied and attended Union Baptist Theological College of New Orleans. She's also an associate minister at Greater Liberty Baptist Church under the leadership of Dr. Calvin W. Woods, Jr. Sits on the NAACP Executive Committee and formerly a member of SCO Through Justice for Girls. Pastor Doris Smith, co-host. Pastor Smith retired after 29 years of service in the government from the position of procurement contracting supervisor. She's a pastor, a teacher, an author, a certified professional speaker, a life and inspirational coach, and the host of the Power Hour, Life of Inspiration and Motivation. A caregiver, a beautiful wife, a wonderful mother, a grandmother, and just an all-around people person. And now it's time for Facing Your Fears with evangelist Norma Chapman, with her co-host, Pastor Doris Smith.
Good evening to all our listeners on today. Yes, you are tuned in to Facing Your Fears radio talk show hosted by yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman, with our awesome co-host out of Miami, Florida, none other than Pastor Doris Smith. As always, listeners, let us bow our heads for our short opening prayer by our co-host.
Father, we thank you and we praise you. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we lift you up today and we thank you for the beauty and the blessings of this brand new day, how you have kept us all day long, Lord. We know it was not the alarm clock or any other reason that we rose and live and breathe and have our being today except but you. And we give you the honor today as we so grateful for your choice today as a guest, praise the Lord, to bless us with the power of prayer, Dr. Earl. And we pray, God, that as she used this platform to pour into the world, that heart we be touched and minds would be changed, drawing us closer and closer to you and further away from the world. We give you honor, glory, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray and say amen.
Amen. We are so excited to have all our listeners tune in on today. Yes, today's topic will be power of prayer, power of prayer. We're so happy to have and excited to have our guests on today. None other than Dr. Margaret Brown Earl out of New Orleans, Louisiana. She's an awful woman of God, and we will be bringing her live into the studio with us. But remember, listeners, you too can join in on this awesome conversation just by pressing that number one on your phone. If you have any questions, comments, I just want to share your thoughts on today. Today we are talking about the power of prayer. The power of our scripture today will be coming from John 14, verse 7, and many other scriptures will be shared with our listeners on today by our guest, special guest, and also our co-host out of Miami, Florida. Today we're talking about prayers, power, and vengeance, the generations and nation, life, and strength. Without further ado, we will bring live into the studio with us our guest for today, none other than Dr. Margaret Brown Earl. Good afternoon, Dr. Earl. How are you today?
Good afternoon, Evangelist Norma Chapman. I am very grateful, blessed, and honored to be a guest speaker on today's show. And I just want to say thank you to all of the listeners for joining us today.
Well, we're so very happy to have you on Facing Your Fears on today, and we're excited about our topic on today, power of prayer. And we know that prayer changes things, and we're not going to, without further ado, we want you to give us a small bio about yourself, and then our co-host is going to give further information as we get into the show on today. But right now, can you share a little bio about yourself with our listeners on today?
Well, I am a child of God. I have a Bachelor of Science degree in pharmacy and a doctorate in pharmacy. But, you know, the degree that I am most proud of is my BA degree, born again, that God tendered upon me at the age of 6 years old. I am the wife of Reverend Dr. Jesse Earls. I am a mother. I am a granny, a great grammy, sister, aunt, and a friend. I am truly blessed to be a child of God.
God bless you. There you have it, listeners. We want to bring our co-host back into the studio with us as she gives you emphasis on our topic for today. Topic, once again, listeners, are power of prayer. We know that prayer changes things. Why worry? We know we are God's children. And it's nothing we can go to God in prayer that he will not answer us if we go to him in spirit and truth. So at this time, we're going to bring our co-host back into the studio with us as she give us emphasis on our theme for today, power of prayer. Co-host, are you still in the studio? Actually, our co-host, are you still in the studio, co-host? If she's not, without further ado, we're going to yield right here and turn the studio over to our guest on today as she come and she start her lesson on power of prayer. Dr. Earl, you can begin talking on your topic at this time. But remember, listeners, you too can join in on this awesome conversation just by pressing the number one on your phone. If you have any comments, questions, I just want to share your thoughts on today's topic, which is none other than power of prayer. This time we're going to turn it over to our guest on today, Dr. Earl. You may begin, Dr. Earl.
Thank you, Evangelist. Let me back up just a little bit and just to let you know that I am a member of the Ephesian Baptist Church, where I serve as a deaconess, a missionary. I serve as a vacation Bible school teacher and the announcer. I also have taught at Xavier University of Louisiana College of Pharmacy for the last 21 years. And on today, it is very befitting that during these trying times that we celebrate with prayer and praise. So to God be the glory for all of the great and wonderful things that he has done. For you see, today we have come all generations seeking the face of our God together. Psalm 100 says it best. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endureth to all generations. For a moment, let's talk about the power of prayer. Now, have you ever gotten a key in the mail attached to a letter or on the outside of an envelope? You know, sometimes car dealerships will mail out thousands of keys in order to try and lure you into their dealership. Now, what they say in the letter is that the key you are holding might actually start a car. If it does, you get to keep it. So you know what that means? You win. If you drive up to that dealership, sit in the prize car, put your key in, and turn the ignition, making it start, your key has just gotten you a brand new car. Now let's look at the other side. If it doesn't start, your key isn't even worth the price of the postage it took to mail it to you. So you might as well just throw it away. Now, you see, prayer is like a key. So when we use the key with faith, guess what? Amazing things can happen. For prayer is the key that opens the door to God's solution for every need or problem. You see, God has given us the secret to the power of prayer, and he's made it plain, and just listen to what he says. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. And you'll find that John, the 15th chapter, and the 7th verse. So when we talk about power of prayer, we want to answer this question, how powerful is it? Now, you see, the power of prayer should not be underestimated. Because if you read James, the 5th chapter, verses 16 through 18, it declares, the prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. Now, you see, Elijah was a man just like us. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain. And guess what? It did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. Again, he prayed. And the heavens gave rain and the earth produced its crops. So let me tell you, God most definitely listens to prayers, answers prayers, and moves in response to prayers. For you see, Jesus taught, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Matthew 17 and 20. But we're not going to stop there, because we're going to look at 2 Corinthians 10th chapter, verse 4 and 5. It tells us the weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. So I want you to realize that the weapons that we fight with have what? Divine power to demolish all strongholds. So we are able to demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. And we can take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. Now, you see, the Bible urges us to do what? Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And we'll find that in Ephesians, the 6th chapter and the 18th verse. So this tells us just how powerful prayer is. So let's look now at how do I tap into the power of prayer. Now, the power of prayer is not the result of the person praying. Now, let me go back and say that again. The power of prayer is not the result of the person praying. Rather, the power resides in the God who is being prayed to. Because if you look at 1 John, the 5th chapter, verses 14 through 15, it tells us this is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we asked of him. And let me stop here and say that, you know, the reason why we have not is because we ask not. No matter the person praying, no matter the passion behind the prayer or the purpose of the prayer, I want you to know God answers prayers that are in agreement with his will. See, that's the key. When we pray, pray in agreement with the will of God. And let me tell you, his answers are not always yes. Sometimes he says, wait. Sometimes he even says no. But I want you to know that always his answer in our best interest. So when our desires line up with his will, we will come to understand that in time. When we pray passionately and purposefully according to God's will, that's when God responds powerfully. That's when God shows up and God shows out. All right, Evangelist Norman.
God bless you, Dr. L. We're bringing evangelists back in to give our announcement, and then we're just going to, I actually have a couple questions I want to share with you. You're doing so beautiful. I tell you, we're sitting here and so truly enjoying, but we want to say to our listeners, God bless our listeners that are chiming in on the Facing Your Fears radio talk show this evening. We want you to know that you can join this amazing, awesome conversation with Dr. Earl, speaking about the power of prayer by pressing that number 1 on your phone. You can come in, make a comment or share or even ask a question as it concerns the power of prayer. Praise God. We truly thank and praise God this evening for Dr. Earl and our amazing host,
none other than Evangelist Norma Chapman. And I am truly Pastor Smith here out of Miami, Florida, enjoying myself as we talk about the power of prayer. Dr. Earl, I just want to ask a question. Would you agree to say that many, speaking of believers, praise God, those that have accepted Christ, and of course we're not expecting the world to be where we are, but to be the light of the world, would you say, praise God, that a lot of times the believers don't pray like they really should pray because they don't realize the power that's really available to them when they use the authority and power in the name of Jesus?
Oh, yes. That is just like I started off talking about that key that you receive, and when you put that key into that car and it does not start, it's the same way that some believers feel about prayer. That if God don't answer them yes, or God don't answer them right away, they throw away that key because they think that key is not starting.
And many times God has answered us. Wouldn't you say a lot? I believe, praise God, based on the word of God and the scripture, that as we pray to God, he hears every prayer. He knows what we need even before we ask him. So when we pray, he tell us what in Mark 11 and 24, he say, believe as long as we're praying and according to the word of God and according to what thus say the Lord and not contrary to it. He said, if we believe what we pray, we already have it. So everything we do as believers has to be through an act of faith. Of just believing he is who he say he is, and he'll do what he say he's going to do, understanding that nothing is impossible. Many a times God answers, but because the answer we want is not what he say, we still ask him. He's already said no. Why? Because we ain't ready for that yet.
That's correct.
Not time for us. He says, I already know. So sometimes we throw that key away when he's already given us that key to stay content right where we are until he moves in that next level. This is such a beautiful topic, and I want to yield back to you, Dr. Earl. So beautiful to hear you share so awesomely on this title.
Co-host, you have to yield back to the host at this time. We do have a caller.
I'm sorry. Back to our evangelist.
I need to bring this caller has been patiently waiting since the show started. And we want to bring them in so when Dr. Earl starts back her teaching that we won't have to interfere in case we're running late in the show and won't be able to hear from our callers. The callers, you too can join in on this awesome conversation just by pressing that number one on your phone. If you have any questions, comments, I just want to share your thoughts on today. Caller from Arrow Code 504, last four digits of your number is 1911. 504 1911. I'm going to bring you live into the studio now. Call us from 504-1911. You're on the air.
How's everybody doing?
You're blessed on today. How are you?
Doing great. God bless you.
That's great. That's great. I just wanted to say that I'm enjoying the lesson that Dr. Earls, who happens to be my mother, is giving. I can attest that she truly understands and knows the power of prayer and has instilled that in not just telling us to pray, but seeing her pray daily and seeing her meditate and on the word. And I know that prayer is powerful in my life because October of last year, I had a case of the shingles. And, I mean, it was a horrible thing for me. I was constantly in pain, so much so, and the doctor said that they wouldn't give me any more pain medicine. So one evening when I couldn't get any rest, I literally fell on my face and I prayed to God that he take that pain from me because I can no longer deal with it. And when I woke up the next morning, my pain went from a 10 to a 2. And that's because I believe that he could do it and that he would do it. So I just want to encourage those listeners to trust that when we talk to him, and it doesn't have to be formal, but when we acknowledge who he is and what he can do for us and thank him for what he's done for us, that he will do mighty things. So thank you, Dr. Earls, for what you're saying, and I can't wait to hear more of your lesson.
God bless you. God bless you. I want to thank our caller for calling in and tuning in with us on today. He stated he was the son of our special guest on today. So we know with him calling in and giving a testimony, we know that she's a praying woman. Why? Because her son just said he was raised praying and knowing how to pray and letting God be a part of his life. And it's so awesome when you can hear a child call in and say that so many mothers these days are not tuned into their children. This is my generation. And Nicole and I, we were talking about a topic for today in case, because I was out of town, I didn't have my guest number with me, but just in case, we were going to talk about the generational curse. And so when I got her topic and her paragraph detailing her topic, I said, Lord, you know, I thank you for the Holy Ghost and confirming and that we're also talking about generations here, modern life, and the generation in which God had cast in the days of Paul and Solomon, how prayers and how they were in jail and how they prayed and their chain was of the shackles was unloosed and how the world just stood still and how they were freed just from prayers. And the powerful prayer shook the jail. She's going to tell you more about it because I don't want to take over her teaching on today. But I just want to confirm that when God is real. And when he wants something to come out, you don't have to be in the same place. You don't even have to talk about it, but it's going to go forth. And I thank God for her on today. Remember, listeners, you too can join in with Dr. Earls on today and the co-host just by pressing that number one on your phone. But I want to bring your attention real quick to 1 Peter, and that is the third chapter of 1 Peter, verse 12. And then the co-host can emphasize on it, even our guest, if she wants to, before she continues, because she has more scriptures she's going to share with you. And my eyes just fell on the 12th verse where it says, for the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteousness, those who are upright and in right standing with God, and his ears are attentive to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who practice evil, to oppress, oppose them, to frustrate, and to defend them. You see, we got to be right with God. And then the reason why we don't hear from God is because is our heart there? Or we just go to God when we need him, or when we're in trouble, or trouble around us? Or do we pray often? Do we get in our secret closet and tell God about the things that he wants to protect our children and protect our loved ones from before it happened, not after it happened? But God is always there. And that scripture says he always has his ears open for those that is upright and just. Now, I'm not saying that if you're not a just person or have not been walking in a Christian way, that God don't hear your prayer. But when you go to him, make sure that you tune into him and make sure every word that proceeds out of your mouth is from the heart. And God will answer you, but you have to wait on the Lord. You have to wait on him. He may not come when we go to him and say, Lord, I need this or I need that, and then you give up. You must have faith, and you must know that God is going to answer. And then when he don't answer us, that means that he's not ready to answer us yet. And we ask for things and say that we may ask amiss. So I'm going to turn it back over to my guest on today, to our guest on today, Dr. Earl, as she continue her lesson. My callers, I'm asking that you all press that number one, because once Dr. Earl starts talking, I will not interrupt her with any more callers until after she is finished her topic and she asks that if there's any callers. And at that time, if you haven't hit that number one, I won't know that you want to say something to encourage her on today. God bless you. We're going to turn the studio back over at this time to our guest, Dr. Earl.
Thank you so much, Evangelist Chapman. And it's very true that when we pray, We have to believe and have faith that God hears and that he will answer our prayers. And true enough, as I said, God hears our prayers and he answers them. And remember, it's not always going to be yes. Sometimes you may have to wait. And then there are other times when God says no. But as I said, always remember that whatever is the answer, it's in our best interest. Because, you know, we can ask for things that are not to our best interest. You know, I have heard over many years that, you know, you pray and ask God for a car. God give you a Ford, all right? But when you are asking God for a car, you was looking for something other than that Ford. But you see, God knows that if he had given us that luxury car, that we might decide, because we work, most some of us, 6 days a week. So guess what? The only day we have left that we're not working is that seventh day, which is Sunday. And because we got this luxury car, this Mercedes and so forth, we have ridden in for 6 days. It's dirty now. And so what? We are not going to go to church, but we're going to stay home and wash our car. So we just need to be grateful and thankful for God giving us what's... I want to continue, and I want you to realize that, you know, you cannot access powerful prayer by using any magic formula. Our prayers being answered is not based on how eloquently you speak or on the eloquence of your prayers. Now, let me tell you, you don't have to use certain words or phrases to get God to answer your prayers. Because, see, in fact, Jesus rebukes those who pray using repetitions. But when you pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. But be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth, he already knoweth, what things ye have need of before ye ask him. And that's Matthew the 6th chapter, verses 7 through 8. See, God knows everything. God knows what we need before we even ask. And you know, sometimes God sits back because, you know, God is blessing us. God has blessed us from the earliest rockings of our cradles up until this very present moment. And God just keeps right on blessing us. Every time we turn around, he keeps right on blessing us. And that's because he knows what we have need of before we ask him. Now, you see, prayer is just communicating with God. Prayer is just talking with your heavenly Father just as you talk with your earthly Father. So all you have to do is ask God for his help. Psalm 107, verses 28 through 30 reminds us, then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he brought them out of their distress. He stilled the storm to a whisper. The waves of the sea were hushed. They were glad when it grew calm, and he guided them to their desired heaven. So, you know, it's wonderful to know that we have a God that even the winds and the waves obey him when he speaks. He's so powerful that the only thing he has to say to a storm is, peace, be still. So I want you to know that there is truly power in prayer. We know prayer changes things. We know prayer can change people. And in this time that we are living in today, if we ever needed the Lord, we sure do need him now. Right now, I'm going to talk about for what kind of things should I pray. Now, God's help through the power of prayer is available for all kinds of requests and issues. Philippians, the fourth chapter, verses 6 and 7 tells us, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And guess what? And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And so you don't have to be careful for nothing. Whatever, what burdens you have, whatever are your cares, whatever is your issue, it says that we can bring it to God through prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. And you know, it's so true. We have all of these burdens and things because we don't bring it to God in prayer. Now, if you would just read Matthew, the sixth chapter, verses 9 through 13. Now, these verses are known as the Lord's Prayer. Now, it is an example on how to pray and the things that should go into prayer. All right, so we ought to first start off with worship because, you know, it was we were taught our Father who art in heaven. All right, so we need to worship God. We need to praise him because he is so worthy to be praised. We need to learn to trust in God. We need to request, Make our requests known to him through prayer. We need to also confess, because guess what? All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And we need to ask God to forgive us for all of our many sins so that we can forgive others. We need to pray for protection. Now, pray for these kinds of things to God using your own words. They don't have to be flowery. You can just say, God, you know. Lord, have mercy upon a sinner. Have mercy upon me, Lord. I need you, and I can't get along without you. Lord, I'm like a ship and driven, and I need you, Lord. I need you to comfort me. And guess what? The Lord will hear and answer your prayer. Now, the Word of God is full of accounts describing the power of prayer in various situations. For you see, the power of prayer has overcome enemies. And you can find that in Psalms, the sixth division of the Psalm, verses 9 through 10. The power of prayer has conquered death. You can find that in 2 Kings, the fourth chapter, verses 3 through 36. The power of prayer has brought healing. And you can find that in James, the fifth chapter, verses 14 through 15. The power of prayer has opened doors. And you can find that in Matthew, the seventh chapter and the seventh verse. Guess what? The power of prayer parted the Red Sea. Exodus 14 and verse 21. The power of prayer has defeated demons. And you can find that in Mark, the ninth chapter and the 29th verse. So, as I come to a close, I urge all of the listeners to continue to watch, fight, and pray in your community and your city for generations to come, letting them know that there is wonder working power in prayer, that there is salvation power in prayer, that there is healing power in prayer, that there is deliverance power in prayer. For it is through the power of prayer from generation to generation that God is our refuge. So in times like these, we need a Savior. And how we communicate with that Savior is through prayer. And I want you to know that prayer changes things, and prayer changes people. Thank you so much. This brings my presentation to an end, and I want to thank God for the invitation from Evangelist Chapman. And thank you also to co-host Pastor Doris Smith, for it has truly been a joy to be with you on today. And I want you all to remember that there is truly power in prayer.
God bless you. God bless you. There you have it, listeners. I've been sitting here, and I truly, truly enjoyed our special guest on today, Power of Prayer. And we know that sometimes the devil comes in, and we can always take it to God in prayer. And I'm saying all to all of our listeners on today, the devil is busy, but I know what God can do. I know what prayers can do. I was a little down, and all of a sudden I got a text from my cousin, and she lifted me up, and I want her to know if she's listening on today, that I love her and thank her for those encouraging words that she texted to me. Co-host, are you still in the studio with us at this time?
Yes, I am.
Cool. Okay. We are now going to hear some closing remarks from you and some encouraging words to our guests. And after you finish with your remarks, then we would let our guest give some information on how she can be reached, a church address, and if there's anyone looking for a church home, and she can give that information out, and as well as you give your contact information. And then closing prayer. And I'm going to say to all of our listeners on today, I want to thank you for tuning in on Facing Your Fears. I love you all, and thank God, and thank God for every one of you. Remember to keep Evangelist Chapman in prayer. Remember to keep this nation in prayer. Remember to keep our generation, this young generation, in prayer, because so much is going on all around us. And you know, our children and our children, they caught up into a generation that's full of the devil, full of evil, full of everything that's going on. But somebody needs to sit down. If they don't know God, they need to get a relationship with God and teach their children how to connect with God. And some mothers and fathers need to connect with God themselves. They need to find a relationship because, as our guest was saying, prayers changes things. And it starts at the head of the household. So don't feel that you can't fix it, because it can be fixed. Because we know prayers of a righteous man avail it much. And if you just take it to the Lord in prayer, I know God will make things all right. Co-host.
Praise God, praise God. What a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful topic on this evening. And I truly thank and praise God this evening for our amazing guest that so beautifully and so clearly shared on the power of prayer. Dr. Earl, I was truly blessed, so glad I was tuned in here this evening, and I'm so grateful to have you here with us and sharing on this, how important it is for us to understand that prayer is our open line of communication. And you shared so many beautiful nuggets here this evening, how we could just go real to the Lord. He already knows. He created us. He made us. He knows everything about us. There's nothing that we have to hide. We go to him and tell him. We don't have to use big fancy words or try to impress. Just go real to the Lord. Tell him I'm hurting. Tell him I'm this bothers me. Tell him I'm down. Just be real. He already knows. And whatever it is that we're asking in his name, praise God, he let us know in the word of God. He said, whatever you ask in my name, he said, I'll do it. In other words, whatever you ask in accordance to my word, my promises, knowing that all my promises are yes and amen, I'll do it. I have learned to pray, praise God, and when I pray in accordance to the word of God, immediately I believe it and receive it as done. Regardless, the body may still be hurting, but I done spoke to that body and told that body that not only is the pain gone, but it's healed and all is well. And let me tell you, not many seconds or minutes from there, that body is relieved from that pain. Prayer works.
Oh, yes.
It still works. And it will forever work. You are truly blessed us as you have come on Facing Your Fears this evening and shared. And I want to yield back to you because I really want our listeners to be able to have a moment or so to come in, as well as you, Dr. Earl, to share information about yourself, how they can reach you, and if you're on Facebook or what social media platforms they can connect. God bless you, woman of God, Dr. Earl.
Thank you so much, co-host Pastor Doris Smith. I'd just like to say that our church is the Ephesian Baptist Church, pastored by the Reverend Dr. Jesse Lewis Earls, who is also my husband. And we're located at 4020 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. We are the church that shares and cares. You can come on Sundays beginning at 9:30 a.m. We have Sunday school, and our worship services begin at 11 o'clock a.m. Our Lord's Supper service is held on the first Sunday. And if you'd like to contact me or you have some questions or anything, you can contact me via Martha Brown Harris 57 at gmail.com. And as I said earlier, it was truly a joy to spend time with you on today. And my prayer is you have seen Christ, that I was able to be moved to the back, and that you were able to see Jesus Christ in me. Thank you.
God bless
you so much.
God bless you. God bless you. Co-host, at this time, do you want to share some information how they can contact you and tell them a little bit about your hour of prayer inspiration that you have every week and the day and the time and the number that they can connect with you on your prayer line, on your special prayer line that you have. God bless your co-host.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Evangelist, our amazing host. Thank God for you, woman of God, walking in the vision that God has given you, blessing and pouring out into the world on this Facing Your Fears radio talk show. I thank God for the power hour line of inspiration and motivation through the word of God and the power of prayer. We are on every Tuesday morning now for 7 years without stop. Every Tuesday morning at 5 a.m. Every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 5 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, you can connect with us for the power of prayer and the word of God. You can connect by dialing 712-775-7031, and the access code is 710-569 and the pound. Speakers from around the world connect and break the bread of life as our first meal in the morning. We connect through the word and the power of prayer. Praise God. I'm also on social media. You can connect with me
by sending a Facebook friend request to Doris Smith. You can connect with me either on Instagram or Facebook. Again, it's the Power Hour Light of Inspiration and Motivation every Tuesday and Thursday morning, 5 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, we do noonday prayer every Wednesday at 12 noon on the same line. Once more again, 712-775-7031, access code 710-569, and the pound sign. God bless you.
God bless you. I want to thank our special guest on today, Dr. Martha Brown Earl, as she brought the word and a lesson on today, Power of Prayer. I pray that those that was listening on today, that you were blessed through her lesson on it, through this mighty woman of God. I pray that someone out there did not have an answer to a problem. I had a bowed down head and didn't know which way to turn. That through this lesson, you learned that you can take it to the Lord in prayer, and then you can leave it. There's a power prayer, how God can come in, and how Jesus is there sitting on the right hand of God pleading our case all day and every day. God loves us. He wants to hear from us. He wants us to be happy. He wants us to enjoy everything that he has given us. And God has something for each and every one of us to do. It's on the inside of us. All we got to do is just stir it up and go to him and say, Lord, what do you have of me? And you too can come on facing your fears and share what the Lord has given you to say, what he has put in your path, testimony. If you just want to talk about the goodness of God, just feel free to contact me. And you can contact me by email, all lowercase letters, norma_chapman@yahoo.com. Or you can connect with us on our Facebook page, Facing Your Fears. Just go there, and there's a calendar there, and there's some instructions that you what you can do to be a guest on Facing Your Fears, or contact our co-host. She's already given you the information. Feel free to be a blessing. We need more word. We need more people to stretch out, face their fears, and face what have God has. A lot of people are afraid to talk about the goodness of God, but I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I'm not ashamed to let the world know that my God that I serve is a healer. The God that I serve is a God that's nothing too big or too little that he cannot solve. All you got to do is trust in him and lean not to your own understanding, but out of all of your ways, just acknowledge God. He shall direct you. So happy on today, and we thank God for our topic, Power of Prayer. Listen, do not leave this radio show without being blessed, without knowing that God hears your prayers. That's a blessing right there, knowing that God hears your prayers. God love you. We love you. And we want you to continue to stay with God. Keep crying like favor away from God. God is still in control of our lives. Co-host, you have 1 minute to bring your closing prayer. Till next week, listeners, be blessed. Closing prayer, co-host.
Father, we thank you once more again. We thank you for all that has been done on the Facing Your Fears radio talk show this evening. We thank you, Lord God, for your choice in Dr. Earl, your daughter, woman of God, that you used to break the bread, to pour into the world. Lord, helping us to understand that we must pray. Prayer still works. It's our open line to communicate with the Lord, to tell him what he already knows. And when we pray, believe that what we've asked for, it is already done. God bless you and God keep you as we say amen. This line is now closed.
Amen.
God bless you. This is the end of the show for today. Feel free to call back every Thursday from 4:30 to 5:30 as we will have a new guest. Next week, we'll be talking to our the directors of a Girl Scouts, and we will have no other than Sister Thompson to come in with Girl Scouts and letting us know what the Girl Scouts are doing here in Louisiana and around the world. Until next week, be blessed. This is the end of the show. Bye-bye.
Amen.